Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends. This is the Reverend Jack Denson coming to you again from the studios of WWIC in Scottsboro. I'm glad to be back with you this morning. Appreciate the offerings that I've had, but the letters are not coming in like they ought to. I'd like to hear from more of you out there than I've heard. And I can hear that you're listening and enjoying it. So I hope you will continue to do that. And this morning, you know, is another day that when it's gone, we can't call it back. And everything that goes on record today, I hope it'll be good. I hope to be where the Lord can say, well done. Be something on there that He would smile at. I realize that the end is near. We talked about wars and rumors of wars. Well, we've talked about that before. And you can see for yourself that that's what's going on every day. And I'd like to say to everybody, if you are a Christian or not a Christian, it ain't going to be long till our opportunity is going to be over. And I thank God today because of the opportunity that I had one time to come this way. And I'm proud that when the Lord bid me to come, He said, how come you come except the Father draw you? And I thank my God when He began to draw me that I took heed. I listened. I obeyed. And by that's where I am today. But there's a lot of people in the world today that's not obeying. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. And I want to show you what you're going to get into by not doing that. You know, the Lord might try to get you to come. He might try to draw you. Call somebody to say something. To touch your heart. But you'll resist Him. And go the other way. You know, He might not do that many times because He said His Spirit didn't strive a man always. So it could be that He would leave you alone and go on to somebody else. And I want to read to you here this morning. And I want you to listen as I read you how that He's invited people to come. And they would not come. Now listen to this. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parable and said, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage. Now then, friend, don't you see that? He invited them, called them that was bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. That's just like you sending out an invitation to the wedding of your son, and they just ignore it. And when that night comes for the wedding, they've got other business somewhere. Maybe to a ball game, or maybe to fishing, or something they're more interested in than they are the wedding. So that's the same way it is for Jesus here. This wedding, brother, that He made for His son, and this is what this is representing. It's a parable. But it's a representing Jesus. He's a calling us to the wedding, but unto be married to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what it is. But you notice up here, when He sent forth His servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Now listen, there's people today that the old preacher, brother, he labors and he talks, and he preaches the word to the people. that ain't got no hope in this life. And they will not heed to what he said. They'll turn their heads and go the other way because what he has to say is not interesting to them. They're more interested in the pleasure or in this world or something than they are a wedding. So now today, friends, it's the same way here with Jesus. Ain't it good, brother, that he has made this parable? I think it's so plain and so good that he's done this. But now listen. All right. Now he said again, he sent forth other servants. Say and tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, and my oxen, my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready come unto the marriage. But he was really fixing up for them. He loved them. He had everything fixed up, plenty to eat. He wanted them to enjoy it. He was looking forward for them to come. But they made light of it and went their way, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. Oh, listen, friend, God bless your heart today. When you hear Jesus are calling out for you, and you can hear that word of God and feel that word of God resting down in your heart, and then you can feel the tears begin to come up, and you can feel the fear begin to come over you. Oh, don't you know that Jesus are calling you, and today, God bless your heart. Friend, if you turn it down, God bless you. Are you in trouble? Yes, you are. I want you to know these people here that made light of them. But on the day, I want you to know what a man would have to do to make light of a man. When he gets up and he pleads and he begs and he talks. Oh, yes, he does. And his sweat rolls off of his face, begging the people to come. Oh, yes, sir, listen, friend. God bless you, heart, today. Yes, it is. That's what's going on today. And people are just a-setting, and they won't come to church. They won't give no heed. Why? Because of other things out there in the world that's interesting them more, brother, than the things of God. Yes, sir, he died, and he shed his blood on the cross that we might have a right to eternal life, that we might have a right to this wedding. But, friends, today, I want you to know, God bless your heart, a man that will make light of somebody. What would he do? What would he do to do that? Oh, he'd say, well, listen, that old fogey fella, I've heard that before. That's all he want to talk about. That's all I can hear. I ain't interested in that. He's just wasting his time. He ought to go on somewhere else. Oh, yes, that's the way people talk. Well, listen, friends, you're going to meet your day after a while. And when it comes, then how are you going to talk? What are you going to say? It's going to be the time coming when you can't say nothing. You'll be speechless. I'm going to prove it to you here. And as I talk to you this morning, listen. Yeah, but they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. Oh, listen, brother, don't you see there? God bless your heart. Jesus is trying his best to tell us what you're going to do. He ain't calling names, but there's names out there in the world, brother, that he just as well to call because it's a talking to you. It's a reading you out just like you are, and you know it is. So today, why don't you get busy and do something about it? Because listen what he said. And the raiment took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. Why, yes, they were some of them. And they stood there. And because of them men come out to tell them that Jesus had bidden them to come to the wedding. Why, they slew them men. Well, they didn't care about them. That's how it is. Well, God bless your heart. We ain't no better than the apostles and the prophet was. I know they ain't. If people get to the place to where they don't want to hear it, and they'd rather kill you, but God bless your heart, that's to be all right, because that's according to the word of God anyhow. Yes, it is, friend, God bless you. Some people is going to be beheaded because they hold to the testimony of Jesus, and that's what it is, and the truth put to make us free. But listen, friend, God bless you today. There's people that don't want to hear the truth. I know they don't, because, brother, listen, there's something about it. that they can't stand, they don't like, and but anything in the world, but the spirit of the devil out there in the land, he don't want that thought because he don't want his members to come this way. I know he don't. When he sees he begin to lose one, he'll begin to work every way he can to hold him. And brother, God bless you today, he's a holding a lot of them. I'm telling you, the most of them, he's a holding them, and that's the truth, and you know it is. Thank God today for the truth. Listen now. All right. But when the king heard thou, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burnt up their cities. Oh, God bless you. And listen, friend, today, you may have a title to a whole lot. You may own a lot. Why, yes, you may. You may have a city, I don't know. But there's one thing about it, God bless you. Brother, Jesus is going to turn his face on you after a while, and it'll be too late then to come. Yes, it will. While you've got time and opportunity, and while he's calling for you to come, why don't you come, listen, friends? Because, brother, that day is drawing nigh, even at the door. Yes, it is. And I thank my God today that he didn't leave us in the dark. No, sir, friends, he didn't. He didn't. He left us in the light. And this morning I'm thanking you, and I thank you this morning, because I love you, and I know God loves you, but there's one thing about it, if you keep it putting it off, you're going to have to go down with the devil and his angels, and brother, they're going to burn forever. It ain't going to be for just a little while. No, it ain't going to be for a little while, but it'll be forever and ever and ever. And do you want to go there and spend eternity? Don't you want to spend eternity with Jesus? Oh, bless your heart this morning, friend. Oh, yes, I thank my God today because of one thing, that that's where I want to spend eternity, is with Jesus. Oh, bless his name. Now, listen. Yes, and he destroyed those murderers and burned up their cities. Who? Those people, brethren, that killed those servants. Those people that turned back to their farms. Those people, brethren, that wouldn't have him. That's right. Yes, brother, he turned on them and showed them who was God. And brethren, who was over them. That's what it's trying to tell us in this parable. Brethren, God is a man that's got the power in his hand. He's the man. Now listen to what he said. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Now then, friend, this morning, because you're shaking your head and because you're speaking lies, is it true this morning that you are not worthy to be accepted with Jesus? He said, you know, brother, we didn't choose him, but he chose us. Now, he chose these people to come to his wedding. He sent them an invitation, brother. He bidden them to come, and they wouldn't come. And now then, this morning, friend, God bless you. Jesus, he's sending you out an invitation. He's wanting you to get right with him. Yes, he is. He's wanting you to turn yourself over to him. And brother, God bless your heart. Yes, he is. And turn to him and come and repent. Oh, God bless your heart. And brother, he'll sanctify you, cleanse you with that blood. And I was shed one time, God bless you. And bonus, and when he does, the Spirit of God will come in there and it will dwell, because it's a clean place. It won't dwell in an unclean devil. No, it won't. So there's any sin in there. It won't come, friends. No, it won't. But this morning, God bless you, if you'll take heed to this and listen at it this morning, I'll tell you what it'll do. It'll lead you right in the fold this morning. Yes, it will. It'll cause you to be happy. It'll cause your home to be happy. Yes, it will. If you want a happy home this morning, you get Jesus in it. Let Jesus come into that home, and it'll be a happy home. Bless your heart. Yes, it will. Thank the Lord. Oh, now we want to thank God because, brother, it'll take Jesus to make a happy home. Now listen this morning what he said. Then he said to you, I'll read that to you there. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Oh, my Lord, this morning, friends, it's a pitiful shame this morning to think about a man that's not worthy. That's the truth to come. Well, what kind of a man would it be, brother, that wouldn't be worthy? A man, brother, that makes light. Yes, That's right, of the ways of Jesus and his word. And but in the people that's trying to serve him. Make light of it. Yes, speak things that it don't sound good to Jesus' ear. And he won't accept it. He don't like it. And his wrath then comes up and it's kindled against the people like that. And one way or the other, brother, they suffer for it. They really do. So I thank my God it's that way, don't you? Well, all right, now listen. All right, let's see what he says here now. If we are not worthy, friends, I'm going to tell you today, if my children weren't worthy to be my child, I don't know what I would think of them. No, I don't. Brother, what would it take this morning for them not to be worthy to be my child? Oh, God bless you. Brother, a man that's not worthy ain't worth much. You know that? He's not in the sight of God. So this morning, don't be that way. No. Now listen what he says. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. All right. I called in other people. I sent them invitations. I sent my servants out to tell them what a good dinner I had over here and all this cooked up. And they would not come. They had more interest in other way. And not only that, oh, they got so wrought up and made them so mad, we might say, till they just killed the servant. Brother, that's awful, ain't it? Yes, that's a dangerous spirit. That's why he sent as many spirits out into the land. Triumph, seaworthy of God. Well, all right, that ain't the right spirit, is it? I want to come to kill a man because, brother, that he's trying to help somebody. Oh, that's what it's going to do. I don't want to be in that bunch, do you? No, I don't. Well, all right now. He sent them out in the highways. Yeah, he went away out in the highways. And he bid them to the marriage. He wanted somebody there, brother. And he kept on till he got them. And he's going to keep on in this old world, brother, till he gets the honest people. They're going to come. I don't know how many there'll be, but there'll be some. And he's going to get them. Now listen here. All right, so those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. Now then, see, friends, what about that? He didn't just send my good friends out there, just certain ones, special invitation. No. But he went away on out beyond these other folks. Maybe it was people that live close around. Go on out and get them people out there on the highway. It don't make no difference, brother, where they're fornicators or adulterers or liars or drunkards or what they are. Tell them to come on. God bless your heart. Brother, he died for them. Yeah, tell them to come on. It's ready. I want them to come. God bless you. You know what them people done? They listen. Yes, they did. They paid attention to what he said. They come. They sure did. Now listen to what he said. And those servants went out unto the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. So then, brethren, don't think that Jesus, when he comes back here on earth, he's going to find faith. Somebody, brother, God bless your heart, is going to be ready to go back with it. Ain't that wonderful? I thank my God this morning because it is. Yes, it is, and I pray this morning, brother, if I could be one, I'll be ready to go. I know there's such a thing as falling. Yes, sir, I ain't made it yet. But there's one thing this morning, friend, God bless you, I intend to. If that's God's will, I want to go. That's my aim, and I'm a-trying. And I tell you today, that's why I'm here, talking to you like I am. I know I've got some work to do. And brother, a man that comes up there without any work, he ain't going to have have nothing to be rewarded for, and so I'm going to try to have some works. And this morning, brother, is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to tell the people to get prepared to meet God, because brother, he said he was coming, and he was coming in the cloud, and he was coming back after them that was like him. Yes, he is. And friends, I hope when he comes, I'll be like him. Yes, sir. Oh, he bid me to come one time. Yeah, he did. And friends, I come. I'm thankful today that I did. Now listen, let's see what he says down here now. Let's go on a little further. All right. And when the king came in to see the guest, he saw there a man which had not a wedding garment on. All right. And he said unto him, friend, how comest thou hither without having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. On our end, friend, today, and God bless your heart. Now, these people that might think, well, I'm good. I'm just as good as they are. I'm going to make it. I'll go. If they go to heaven, I'll go too. Yes, sir, there's people out there thinking that. But listen, friend, God bless you. You ain't going without the Holy Ghost. About the Spirit of God dwells in your heart. No, you're not. And this morning, friend, this boy, they were sitting in there without a wedding garment on. You know what that represents? That represents a man. Brother, ain't got the Holy Ghost. Wouldn't it look funny if you were to go to a wedding and a man had been invited to that wedding to take part in it, and brother, God bless you, all of them was dressed up in the good-looking suits, and the girl was dressed up in the long white gowns, and you see an old boy standing up there with his overalls on, and God bless your heart, in his old brogan shoes. Oh, listen, friends, you say, what's the matter with that man? He's crazy. He's standing up there. I'd be ashamed of myself. Listen, friends, that's the same way he's looking at you today. Yes, sir. Are you going to try to get in? You think you're all right, but you're not. Oh, God bless you. It's going to take the Holy Ghost. Yes, it is this morning. Let me warn you this morning. Friend, God bless you. Without the Holy Ghost, you'll never get there. Without the Spirit, I know you won't. So don't have it in your mind this morning that you're going to get by. You say, well, I'm good as they are. I know you're not. A man that's got the Spirit of God, and a man that ain't got it, you are not as good as he is. Because, brother, that man with the Spirit of God has got hope, and you haven't got none. So, brother, he's a child of God, and you're not. So don't get it in your mind this morning that you're going to get by anyhow. You're not. That's how come this old boy here, to come at that wedding, that's what he thought. I can just see him now. Oh, yeah, got his invitation, and fooled around, and he's one of these here fellas, you know, that's happy-go-lucky. You know, and I'll have to stop and tell a few jokes, and I'll be all right. Yeah, I'll get in. I'll make it all right. You know, just to fool around one of these lazy type of fellas that don't take nothing serious. And, yes, and just messed around and went on to the wedding. And because he was invited to take part in it, you know, he didn't walk on up there, and there he stood. Stood out just like a sore thumb. Well, when the old king come in, which represents Jesus, that's what he's trying to say. When Jesus come, or the king, and saw him there without a wedding garment on, it just means that when Jesus comes from the judgment down here to get us on earth, and he finds us in the crowd trying to worship him, and trying to glorify him, and trying to praise him, and trying to offer up our life to him when it's dirty and he won't have it. Brother, that's the kind of a man he is. And brother, don't you tell me that he ain't going to know you. He said he'd know the least from the greatest. And he says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So listen, friend, you ain't going to get by. I know you ain't this morning. So why don't you take heed this morning and think about it, bless your heart, because this is a serious thing, and it's a coming to the end after a while. Now listen here as I read a little further. All right. Now here's what he said. And he was speechless. So, brother, there's going to be a many one come before God on the judgment day. And he's going to say, depart from me, I know ye not. Brother, they're going to be speechless. They ain't going to be able to say nothing because they're going to know, brother, that they've missed it. They're going to know that they missed their chance back down in that old world. And the old man was trying to tell them. Yes, they are. They're going to know it. Bless your heart. And bird, they're going to know that it ain't going to be no use to say nothing. Their life is doomed. And what a pitiful time that's going to be. Listen to what he said. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but a few chosen. Thank God this morning, friends. God bless you. Yes, God bless you. He threw him out, told him to throw him out. What's going to happen to you? Don't think he's going to get fired. God bless you. Brother, listen, he's called you. He's chosen you to come. But he wants you to come right, friends. If you want to have on the right kind of a garment when he comes, I'll tell you what to do this morning, friends. God bless you. Walk up like a man and bow down and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Oh, yes, Lord, I'm a sinner. And I want you to forgive me, Lord, of all these things I've done. Because, Lord, I want to go with you. I want to get ready because I can feel something out there in this old world that brother and things is coming to an end. And, oh, God, if you'll forgive me, just forgive me of everything I've done. And when he forgives you, it'll be a load fall off of your shoulders. You can feel, God bless you, so clear and so empty. And, yes, so light. Yes, you can. Brother, then he'll take his blood, God bless you, brother, and he'll cleanse that old heart inside where that sin was that he removed. He'll wash it out good with that blood. He has to get every stain out of there, friends, God bless you. Then you're ready for the Holy Ghost, and burn that you'll glorify God and give him the praise and honor him. He'll send the Holy Ghost, God bless your heart today. That's the way you're going to get on that garment. And when the Holy Ghost comes, friends, bless your heart. Nobody won't have to tell you. You'll know all about it. Yes, you will. You'll raise up and you won't be ashamed and all you want. You'll have a brightness about you. You'll have the love set abroad in your heart. And you won't be ashamed to tell the world about what you are and all you want. That's the thing. That's the kind of a man that God will make out of you. And that's the kind of man that you'll be if you have on that uniform, that wedding garment when he comes. That's right. So now then, I see that my time is about up. And I hope this morning, friends, I hope that you took heed to this. I do, because that's my heart and great desire is to help you in every way I can to come. But now you see what you're going to have to do to get on that garment to where you won't be cast out into outer darkness. You're going to have to, brother, to have a garment on, which means you're going to have to bow the kind that Jesus will accept. And that will be the Holy Ghost. That's what this represents. And if you want to read that, that's the 22nd chapter of Matthew. Read it and think about it for yourself and see. May God bless you today. And friends, don't forget, God bless your heart to write to me and help me because things are looking a little dim. But I'm hoping, brethren, and I've got faith in God. If it's His will, we'll go on. May God bless you and we'll see you next Sunday. Thank you. That's all.